Freaks, it's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, covering your apartment in slime made from birdseed and excrement. Plus, power washing a stranger's vehicle and piss. And exactly how many eyeballs were incinerated because people stared at the damn solar eclipse. Find out today on DV!
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. Distorted view.
Welcome to 1-800-ASSHOLE. Get ready, the fun is about to begin. Ladies, press 1. Straight guys, press 2. And gay guys, press 3.
I'm on all fours and spread as wide as my legs will go. My ass arched high in the air. You can see the lube dripping down my crack. My girlfriend's been working a vibrator in and out of my drenched slit as she pushes that butt plug deeper and deeper. Oh, it feels so good. It's insane. I'm quivering with pleasure. And I think I'm finally loose enough for you to enter me. Please, just start with the tip and then grab my hips and sink that thick stick of yours as deep as it will go. Let's have an intimate encounter, lover, you and me. TLBilling.com brings you the tightest anal action allowed by law. If you're 18 or older, stick it in, baby.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Small animals such as rabbits and gerbils.
She likes to start things off by giving me some head. Her teeth always make my dick raw. Her teeth? Ah, oh, bitches can't suck a dick worth a damn.
Yes, Tim Hansen back here with you for the Tuesday episode of DV. Have a great one. If you lived in an area where the solar eclipse happened yesterday, I hope you all had a great time. I sure did. I particularly liked when Jesus came back. The whole rapture thing was chef's kiss. Excuse the pun, but I feel Jesus kind of eclipsed whatever was happening with the moon and the sun. Kind of stole their thunder there, but whatever. Okay, he's the son of God. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Obviously, I was not saved. Was there ever any question about that? So I'm still stuck here on Earth. Probably going to have to start dealing with plagues and food shortages and droughts. Oh, wait, we've already been dealing with that. Going to be no different down here. Except for a few million less preachy Christians, so I'm cool with that. My personal utopia down here. Also, I've been looking at the podcast download numbers for the last day. This whole second coming of Christ thing has not affected my listenership at all. None of you made it to heaven either, so it's business as usual here on Distorted View Daily. And how are we going to celebrate? With some extremely disgusting, sinful incest porn. Before we get into that, a couple things. First, a little aside. You know, I recently purchased one of those Meta Quest 2 VR headsets. Well, yesterday, I finally got around to trying out VR porn. And it is horrifying. Not a fan of it. I don't know if I'm looking at the wrong stuff. I just went to Pornhub and searched VR. Some of it doesn't work. It's like fake VR. Some of it is more immersive, and that's where the real problems got started for me. There's not a lot to choose from, so if you're a picky masturbator, I'd hold off on experimenting with VR porn for a while. The content is just not there. Now, if you're someone who just, you know, clicks on the first video and was like, okay, I just need to see tits and pussy, I'm good to go. Whatever. Whatever you throw in my face, I can jerk off to. Well, then maybe, you know, maybe you should play around with these things. I first watched some straight porn. Seemed like there was more of that than anything else. I still can't get those images out of my head. It's not for me. Ladies, I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I gave it the old college try. It comes as a disappointment, I'm sure, to a lot of you lady freaks out there. But no, you will not be mounting me. This cock shall not pass through pussy lips. I'm going to have to take a very firm Gandalf approach to things here. Timothy the Gray Pubed Faggot has spoken. Now, some of the problems lie in, I guess, the limitations of VR porn. And don't think these porn production companies have thought long and hard about how we can best utilize the technology. I say that because most of the scenes, at least like the setups, are the same. Understandably, it's like point of view type porn, where like you're the guy sitting in the seat or lying in bed, and there's a person in front of you doing stuff to you. So if you look around you, it's like, you know, you sort of see someone. It's like half you and half a porn actor. You're sitting down in a seat in real life with the VR headset on, and then like the porn actor in the scene is sitting down right where you are. So if you look over to the side, you see arms that aren't yours. And if you look straight down, you see a big fat cock that's not yours. But because like these VR cameras are so strange, right? It's got to capture, what, 360 degrees? It's got to capture everything from every angle. The perspective and the lens is like warped. So when you're like, you look straight ahead and there's like the girl who's like going to do stuff to you. And she's got like a big lollipop head. Right? That's like really weird. Like thin neck and a big, huge head. It's shocking when you first see him. You're like, oh my God, giant. Like the distance is off too. It's just like way too big. And then the other thing is like a lot of these VR porn clips, gay and straight, are not full length. It's not like you're getting a 20 minute VR session. You know, they're like 5 minutes long. So it's not a smooth transition from a girl between your legs sucking you off to girl riding you. Or like in the case of gay porn, there's like some dude sucking virtual me off. And then there's an abrupt cut. And the next thing you know, there's like this huge cock right at eye level coming at you like a weapon. It really did frighten me. I jumped. I don't like being scared when I masturbate. That doesn't do anything for me. So I'm not a big fan of the VR porn. If you guys are and have some recommendations for me, please send me links. All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about very briefly is a subgenre of porn videos that we discovered a while back, and I'm still kind of obsessed with them just because I can't understand it. Look, if you want to piss on someone, you piss on someone. More power to you. This is America, baby, land of the free, home of the brave. Purple cockheads, majesty, and amber waves of urine. All that jazz, right? Furthermore, I understand it, right, as a kink. I mean, I don't particularly find it attractive, but it seems like a perfectly viable, extreme sexual fetish. What I can't wrap my mind around, though, are these people who get off to the idea of urinating inside of vehicles. Here's a woman pissing in the back seat of her man's car. He uploaded the video, so he's like totally okay with this. Now, like I said, we have featured these type of videos once or twice before. And it's always been just, you know, people peeing in their own vehicles or their boyfriend's vehicles. I do have one clip here. I think of a woman who's upset because of a car parking on the side of the road, like right next to her house. She says, that car's back again. This time I successfully power pissed on it. It's very cold out, by the way. Steam is coming off of the piss and also her pussy and her breath. Must have happened a few months ago. Also, she's kind of bleeding from her pussy. It's that time of month. Either that or she pushed way too hard to get that urine out. And it was a pretty powerful stream. Like, if I didn't see her cunt, if her pussy wasn't in the shot, I would have thought, oh, she's just at the car wash. She's just hosing down her vehicle. Women are just better at peeing inside of cars. There you go, ladies. Something you're better than men at. Take the win. I mean, I have some examples here of guys peeing in cars. I didn't even know this was a thing. Why would you do that to your vehicle, sir? Guy's driving here, peeing on his steering wheel. You can barely hear it. Not making much of a mess. He's peeing on his sweatpants more than anything. You're not getting a lot of coverage, is what I'm saying. You need a pussy for that. Here's another guy that goes by the name of Super Soak. Being all over his center console. Right in the air vents. And it's like, you're not going to get that smell out ever. I get it. For whatever reason, this turns you on. This is your thing. But, you know, you got to have a little forethought here. Every time you're driving around, you're going to be smelling old-ass musty piss. Especially when the heater is on. Oh, dear God. I can't even imagine. Hope he's trading this in. This is going right to Carvana. Urinating inside of the air vents reminds me of that other guy we recently featured who likes to piss in his own house. Just like all over the place. I found another guy here who does similar stuff. He's focusing on his carpeted floor. Again, you're never going to get the stink out. He's peeing right next to his bed. Carpeting is just soaking it all up. At least Pornhub creator Peeing Road Tripper only pees in, like, hotel rooms that he's visiting. That's the gist of his channel. He doesn't ruin his own carpeting. He goes to, like, the Hilton or something and then pees in the corner. He's got a very weak pee stream, though. Still, it gets the job done. Well, there you go. Just the latest in weird-ass piss porn on Pornhub. Ta-da! What an hors d'oeuvre for today's Sextastic Tuesday. We should probably get into that right now. If you are new to DV, you might not know what Sextastic Tuesday is. Well, it's just a dumb bit that I came up with where I read poorly written, weird, or downright disgusting sex stories. These were written to get you off. That was their intended goal. But somehow, they missed the mark in a big, big way. Today, we are reading a piece of fanfic. And I don't think in a million years you'd guess what the source material for this story is. Even with a hint, this porn story features characters from a cartoon series. I'll narrow it down even further. A cartoon series featuring a family. It's not new. A classic cartoon series. I still don't think you'd get it. I think playing just a few notes from the theme song, though, will make everything crystal clear. Most of you probably got it from that, I think. Maybe younger DV freaks, not so much. Because I don't know if the show is still aired in reruns and stuff, but it's about a family from the future.
Meet George Jetson.
Oh, yeah.
His boy, Elroy.
It's not a cartoon series one fantasizes about, but, you know, give it some thought. I'm sure a lot of you guys are thinking, like, wow, you know what? I would fuck Judy Jetson. Why haven't I rubbed one out to her? And Jane isn't so bad either. Let's hope for some 23rd century lesbo action. Well, I've got some bad news for you. There's no futuristic lesbo action today. Let's get into today's Jetsons-themed sex story right now.
It's sextastic.
Jane sat before her video screen while the doctor on call at the hospital examined Elroy remotely. He noted at once that the boy was tender in several places. His skin was pale and dotted with angry red and purple bruises. One of his small blue eyes was swollen shut, while his lip was clearly busted and dripping with dots of blood. "Poor Elroy," Jane said, gently stroking his blonde hair. "I'm changing his schools. The bullies there are becoming unbearable." "Thankfully," the doctor said, "I can straighten him out fairly quickly. Stand up, boy." A turquoise beam surrounded him, healing his injuries and snuffing out all of his pain. Jane told the doctor how happy she was to see her boy whole again. He smiled and assured mother and son that everything would be fine. Jane instructed the doctor to charge the session to her husband. The doctor nodded, and then the screen went blank. The second it did, Elroy leapt to his feet and dove for the pneumatic tube. That's how they get places on the Jetsons, if you remember. They jump through tubes. That's their mode of transportation. Well, the second he dove for that tube, with a smirk, Jane caught up to him in three strides, grabbed his collar, and turned him around. "Oh, no, you don't, Elroy. You're mommy's bitch now, and you're not going anywhere." See how quickly this has turned? Now go to your room and stay there until I call you. Try to leave again, and I'll fry your baby ball sack, she spat. By the way, I don't want you to think this is some, like, creepy-ass pedo underage shit with, you know, little boy Elroy from the Jetsons. No, no, he's 18 in this story. He's just, you know, he's just still living at home. Mom still treats him like a child because she's that much of a cunt. Covering all my bases here. Legally, I think I have to say this. All right. Jane lived in a small apartment, 16 stories in the air. It had 3 bedrooms, a small automated washer and dryer. Yeah, we've all seen the cartoon. A tiny kitchen, a large living room, and 2 bathrooms. It was nothing too fancy, but Jane had decorated it well. And thanks to George's schedule and Judy's desire for anything with a cock, she usually had it to herself. The only other person in her home was usually Elroy. An arrangement that gave her plenty of time to satisfy her darkest, most perverse lusts. Jane was glad healing Elroy was so easy, because it made beating the living shit out of him so much more fun. I made a present for you, Elroy, Jane said 10 minutes later, as she entered Elroy's room to find him cowering in the corner. He looked up at her with undisguised hate and craven fear, quivering badly when he saw Rosie rolling behind her. You remember Rosie the robot? Not a particularly attractive female robot. Boxy, and that very unappealing voice.
I may be homely, Buster, but I'm S-M-A-R-T.
Yeah, sorry, Rosie. Jane had beaten and tortured Elroy until he'd programmed the robot to his mom's specifications. The thing grabbed him up with barely any effort, ripping his overalls and underwear away with one swift motion. She shifted until she was in a sitting position and yanked the boy over her lap. Jane hiked up her skirt and stuffed her right hand in her sopping panties. Beat the fucking shit stain till he can't sit for a month, she growled. I want that ass black and blue and covered in welts.
Yes, Mrs. Jetson,
Rosie replied with a touch of sadness. And her hand became a wide metal paddle as she slammed it down on Elroy's tiny
18-year-old
ass. The most wonderfully delicious agonized screams filled Jane's ears, and she rubbed her steaming cunt with furious strokes. My favorite sound, she groaned huskily. Blood rushed into the cruel mother's nipples, and her fingers were soon flavored with very sweet pussy juice. Jane began enjoying them, stuffing 4 digits in her hungry mouth every few minutes. She savored the tanginess of her hot slit slime. Elroy didn't bother pretending not to watch as Jane eased her top over her head. His ass was on fire with knife-hot pain, but he was determined to enjoy something about this ordeal. Jane's pert breasts were covered in a black lace bra, and the look of it got her son hard right away. Jane snickered when she saw Elroy's interest. You'll have to be a stellar little cum dump to do so much as even touch me, she chuckled, spitting right in her boy's eye. On fire with lust, Jane started making out with her boy's asshole. Oh, okay, Jane's a little freaky here. Jane was much hornier than usual. That was clear right away, because she sucked and licked her son's pucker like an insane woman, squeezing his butt as she kissed the hole. Elroy moaned right away, unable to resist the sudden waves of pleasure. Still, this has happened before, and Elroy knew what was coming next. Right on cue, Jane lined the wide, bulbous tip of the bone-dry monster dildo with the entrance to his asshole. Push, she instructed herself, yanking her hips back and slamming the toy home. The boy bled at once, the crimson flow cascading down his legs as his heartless mother forced herself deeper in. I'm pretty sure this is the episode that got the Jetsons canceled. It was a radical departure from the rest of the series. A very dark turn. Elroy, you piece of shit, she grunted evilly. Be mommy's little cock sleeve. In and out. You take that horse cock. The sadistic cunt of a mother was in heaven. Elroy's butthole was so tight, it was literally milking the dye off of her dildo. Elroy was making all of her favorite sounds, and she was strangling the life out of his hair. She was yanking it as she was pegging him or whatever. It wasn't long before Jane began tensing up, and Elroy, desperate for his suffering to end, screamed something that made her swoon. Come in me, mommy. Go on. Let it go. Do it. Do it while you rape your little boy's ass. Jane's entire body was swallowed in sensation. She came so hard, she nearly fell over. Jane slipped into several aftershocks and didn't take her cock out of Elroy until the last wave washed over her body. The woman flashed a satisfied smile and ordered Rosie to tend to his injuries. George will be home in another hour. I want to use that fucking little twat's mouth before that. And make sure he knows what I'm going to do to him if his father, sister, or anyone hears a word about any of this. Right out the window on the treadmill you'll go. Right as it happens to have an unfortunate malfunction. Jane then spat in her boy's face one more time and backhanded him as she went off to her room. I've got to get my hands on Judy next. That stupid whore's going to be something more than just her school's cum dump. The end. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for April 9th, 2024, brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Remember to use promo code FREAK. Get 50% off just about any item, a bunch of free gifts, including free shipping. Adam and Eve has been our sponsor for years. They're good people. Plus, come on, you know you want to pamper yourself with a new dildo, butt plug, or pair of shiny new nipple clamps. You're worth it. Just go to adamandeve.com, use promo code FREAK, and get 50% off just about any item. Again, promo code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. All right, a couple more short clips, and then we will get into the news. Gotta say thanks to Riddle Jenkins in the Discord for suggesting a new TikTard. Wow, these guys are coming at us fast and furious. TikTok is today what YouTube was like 15 years ago. It truly is the premier home of reries and weirdos. That's why Garrett Scott 220 fits in so well over there.
Attention, globe. The witchcraft community is conducting eco-terrorism on the planet and must be stopped. I am the president. I am the winner of 2020 in America.
Yes, this guy believes he is the president of the United States, just like so many mentally ill people before him. We've just featured so many presidents who haven't been officially recognized. I've lost count at this point. I do like that he addresses everyone in the world by just saying, "Hello, globe. Attention, globe."
They purposely have kept me from my town. Now, you listen here, witchcraft community. People use money to buy things, and they go to work to work. Now, the witchcraft community is probably a descendant of the hippie generation in the 60s.
Fucking hippies just keep ruining stuff for us all. When will their reign of terror end? So, okay, this guy is obviously mentally ill, right? He thinks he's the president. Even though he is under that impression, I notice he has a giant Trump flag hanging on his wall. Someone really needs to ask him about that. Maybe Trump's his VP or something. I don't know. There are other strange things about Garrett here. He is obsessed with slime, specifically making slime and then pouring it on his head. This type of slime is a little more involved than just the borax and glue slime that your children may like to mix up. There he goes. Very liquidy slime. According to some people who have been following Garrett, his favorite blend for slime includes potting soil, spoiled milk, laundry detergent, and some sort of mystery powder. My money's on meth. Sometimes he'll include other ingredients like bird feed, you know, to make it a little gritty. Now, while I can't substantiate the following claims, you have to understand, we are dealing with an ill individual here, so I wouldn't put it past him. One person said the recipe for his particular slime is a combination of detergent. I'm pretty sure they're right with that one. He poured the slime all over himself in the kitchen, and now like his microwave and stove and countertop are all stained greenish blue. Also, soil, expired milk, and excrement. The ingredients, though, tend to change based on his mood day to day. Most of his videos, though, are incomprehensible, like this.
All I know is that when Red State conquers Cascadia, we'll have plenty of wood for our lumber industry.
Don't have to worry about a lumber shortage in the U.S. when the Red States conquer Cascadia. Good to know. Here's some more political content.
I did not vote for Biden. And I did not vote for her. So let's do this, my fellow Americans. All those that voted for Biden, you get Biden. all those that voted for Trump. We get Trump. Let's end this duality.
Guys, making a lot of sense here.
Split it down the middle. We'll have a little split down the middle. We're going to end this duality. I get Trump. You get whatever that is. Now everyone wins.
Sometimes this guy does throw us a curveball, though.
Allahu Akbar and Shukrani, Shukran Salam, Kifalik, and Shukrani Salam to all the Arabic people out there. You own an eighth of the world. Prophet Muhammad be praised, and may Allah smile kindly on Muhammad.
Yeah, who would have saw this one coming? Garrett Scott, friend of the Muslims.
I'm always willing to help Muslims and have no bad or harsh feelings about 9/11.
Look, they did what they felt like they had to do, I guess.
So if a Muslim needs help, let me know.
Especially if you need to be slimed. That's Garrett's specialty. By the way, I don't think you guys know just how versatile this slime is.
Use green slime in the smartphone to update and download data.
I'll try to remember to include a TikTok from Garrett where he sort of shows off his apartment and it's just covered in crusty ass slime. The floors are destroyed. His couch is destroyed.
I made so much goo. I'm still cleaning up.
Totally know what you're talking about, buddy.
This living room sofa got punished. Now it's the slime sofa. I invented something. 250 years from now, this will be common practice.
Oh.
I made the slime sofa. You sit in the slime and then you pour it all over yourself.
Truly.
You and our friend, Slime Soda.
Wow, truly a man ahead of his time. That's Garrett Scott, new TikTard. Thank you very much, Riddle Jenkins, for submitting that into our Discord. And finally, before we get into the news today, a couple of you freaks were asking about Meade's most recent weigh-in. He did not weigh himself on Wednesday. At least he didn't on film. Instead, he waited until Friday. The results are utterly predictable.
Okay, folks, today's official weight is 275.8. No real change, but I will say I do feel lighter.
This is straight out of Meade's bag of excuses.
It's water weight. The batteries on the scale are going bad. Yeah. Even though the scale is not showing any weight loss, I feel lighter. See, it's all the fat has been converted into muscle.
And I do feel healthier.
Yeah, so Meade is the exact same weight as he was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, when he last weighed himself. No movement whatsoever. He did post a picture of his Easter candy haul. That couldn't have possibly helped. And even though he said this Easter he's not eating as much candy, it was still like Reese's peanut butter cups, jelly beans. Not exactly healthy foods. Even though Meade is not making much progress, he yo-yos back up to 280 quite frequently. He has no problem talking down to other people who are trying to lose weight. He's the expert, after all.
And a lot of folks, you know, they start these weight loss programs and they're down 10 pounds in 2 weeks, and then they lose 100 pounds in a year. And they check back 5 years later, and guess what? They're fat again. They're all fat again. Yep, came right back. And that's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen.
Well, it already has multiple times.
And I'm doing it the correct way.
Every week when I'm not on camera, I weigh myself. If I've gained weight, I freak the fuck out. I starve myself for a day and a half. And then I re-weigh myself. That's when I turn the camera on. Yeah. Then I gorge on the weekends. Wash, rinse, repeat.
And that's how you have to do it. And a lot of people will, you know, say, oh, you're just lazy. No, I'm not lazy, folks. I'm not lazy. This is how it's supposed to go. You're not supposed to lose 10 pounds in a week.
You started last August. How about 10 pounds in a year? I mean, to be fair, I think he is down maybe 10 pounds or so. I just hate when he pretends to be, you know, a fitness expert here. Putting that aside, I did want to wish Meade a very happy 45th birthday.
Me, 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 me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Meade. Happy birthday to you. You.
She holds that note a long time. Meat's birthday fell on the solar eclipse. It's going to be a good year for him, right? It's got to be a good sign. The Earth being plunged into darkness. This is totally going to be your year, Mead. Ting.
And I'm not going to have cake on my birthday, folks. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have baked Alaska.
No, the healthy alternative to cake. Ice cream and caramelized meringue, which contains about 7 cups of sugar. Honestly, though, I mean, treat yourself, man. It is your birthday. You can have a cheat day.
So my birthday will be Monday. Happy 45th birthday to me. Still a virgin, but that's okay. Virgin and superior. Now I'm a wizard. What am I? I'm superior to everyone because I can control my animal lusts, see?
Oh, this is how you're spinning it now. How embarrassing. Guys, Mead is a virgin because he chooses to be so. It's not that he's gone 45 years without ever getting a girlfriend, even though desperately wanting one. This is all part of his superiority over us non-virgins.
Being a virgin, I control my animal instincts. All those people are not virgins. They can't control themselves. They can't control their animal lust, but I can. So I'm superior. Yes, I have virgin superiority.
I, for one, bow down before Mead, my king.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mead is 45 years old. He's on the road to weight loss and continued virginity. Things are going great in his life. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist and the fucked up news right now. If you enjoy Distorted View Daily, please consider signing up for The Sideshow. That's our member site where subscribers get bonus episodes of DV every week. I do 2 free episodes here. Sideshow freaks get an additional 3 episodes every week. This week is no different. Did a Sideshow exclusive episode yesterday. I'll be doing another one tomorrow and again on Friday. It's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. If you sign up over there on our website, superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted, you'll get a personalized RSS feed that you can plug into most popular podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict. That feed contains all of the free episodes and, of course, the Sideshow exclusive episodes. So, very cool. Now, if you use Spotify or Apple Podcasts to listen to DV, you can sign up right inside those apps for Sideshow access. Makes it even easier. Just get on your mobile phone, get on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You'll see the subscribe link. In the case of Apple Podcasts, you can even pay with Apple Pay, and you'll immediately see all of the Sideshow exclusive episodes right alongside the free episodes in your feed. So just a couple of ways to sign up for Sideshow access. Thank you so much to everyone who has subscribed. You guys are the reason I'm able to continue doing this show. There is one more way to help support us. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. If you pledge at least $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. And yes, we've got some patrons checking in today. We'll get into those calls in just a few minutes. But first, the news. First story I have for you. Well, we did all make it through that solar eclipse. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the rapture did not happen. That wasn't the only conspiracy theory being pushed online, though. One in particular could have actually physically harmed you. What am I talking about? Well, as millions in North America were preparing to witness the total solar eclipse yesterday, experts were emphasizing the importance of wearing proper eye protection. However, a wave of conspiracy theories on platforms such as TikTok and X, you know, the usual suspects, was challenging that advice. Some users claimed that it's safe to stare directly at the eclipse. One X user stated, if they're telling us to not look at the eclipse, it's probably good for us to look at the eclipse, in all caps. This sentiment was echoed by others who shared their experiences of sun gazing. A practice popular in certain fringe New Age communities. I've always looked at eclipses. Plus, almost every day I will stare at the sun for about 5 minutes. I'm not blind yet. They lied about that, claimed another user. I've got some examples here in audio form. Here's a video that was posted on X.
Hey friends, have you ever wondered why they tell you to never look at a solar eclipse? I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. In these images of a real solar eclipse, you're going to start to notice something. Notice the color of the eclipse portion and the color of the sky.
So the color of the eclipse portion matches the color of the sky. But in the pictures that, like, NASA provides, the moon is always, like, black. I think that's the argument here. I don't know exactly what he's trying to say.
But don't be distracted by these CGI images that NASA likes to feed to you online. That's fake. And that's fake. Those aren't real images.
It all becomes crystal clear, kind of, halfway through the video.
None of these things are three-dimensional above us. They're all inside the firmament. Boom. Read the Book of Enoch for further explanation. During a new moon devoid of light, it is empty. The emptiness is inside the sun. The sun is passing through the moon during a solar eclipse. There was a solar eclipse during the crucifixion of Christ.
Here's another guy who just sounds annoyed and bored that he even has to talk about this.
When the solar eclipse happens, you're not going to get hurt. It's a scam. They want to make money. And most importantly, they want to keep you away from discovering this. They want to keep you away from discovering any little aspect that points to this model, the biblical cosmology model.
This sounds like whatever he's talking about sounds like a model that was designed by man who did not understand science and space. It's like, yeah, every night the sun goes to sleep behind the mountains. That's where it lives. And then every morning it wakes up around 5 o'clock and it stretches its little ball head up over the mountains and you can see it. You can see it glow.
That sun. Oh, look at that. Wow. That sun looks a lot closer than 93 million miles away.
How can the sun be so big if it's so far away? He argues. Idiotically.
That's crazy, man.
This video is extremely long for what he's saying. It's about 3.5 minutes, but he wraps it up nicely in the end.
People can see, just by common sense, that the sun is not 93 million miles away. You can see this without the solar eclipse happening, but the solar eclipse...
You're being lied to!
...makes it that much easier.
Again, this all has to do with the firmament theory. That is the vast solid dome created by God that surrounds the Earth. That's where the sun lies. And the moon. It's all apparently incredibly close to us. The comments on this TikTok video are concerning. I can look at the sun during the day. Sometimes I can't. Because you're going blind, probably. I look at the sun every morning and evening for 15 minutes. Sun gazing is real. And it's local. Just like the moon. Yep, I keep telling people I'm just planning on looking at it with my bare eyes. I noticed that she wears glasses. Just saying. Gizmodo wrote a whole article about this a few days ago. The trend of distrusting experts has gained momentum on social media, particularly following a right-wing campaign to question health advice during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some theories go as far as to suggest that the eclipse can reveal the truth of a flat Earth. Quote, when the eclipse happens, ditch the glasses. It's all a lie, asserts one X account, promoting the idea that eclipse glasses are part of a larger conspiracy to hide this supposed truth. In addition to flat Earth theories, some TikTok creators argue that the promotion of eclipse glasses is just a scam for companies to profit. I don't know how much these things were typically going for, but I bought a 5-pack for $5. I don't think anyone's getting super rich on the solar eclipse scam. These TikTokers claim that common sense should tell people that the sun is not as far away as scientists assert. Despite these claims, experts remain firm in their warnings. Dr. Ronald Benner, president of the American Optometric Association, optometric. That sounds good, right? He told Gizmodo that retinal tissue can suffer irreversible damage from staring at the sun. Once that tissue has been damaged, it's up to the body to try to repair it. There's no medication and there's no treatment. There's no workarounds. That's why we take this so seriously, because once it's done, it's done. So basically, go ahead, idiots. Go ahead and fry your eyeballs. I want to hear those motherfucking things sizzle. Oh, I hope some people live stream themselves staring at the sun. I want to see them go blind in real time. If any of you guys run across a video like that, please send it along to me. Second story we have for you today. You got some weird itching, burning, pussing going on down there? Afraid you might have an STI?
I'm tired.
Not too tired for tonight, I'll bet.
No way.
Sounds like I should meet this woman.
After me.
How long have you known her?
Last Tuesday.
And you're thinking about sex?
Hey, hey, who are you, my minister?
Does she have an STD?
A what?
A sexually transmitted disease.
I have no idea.
Sexually transmitted diseases. Something to avoid.
Like, what an odd PSA, huh? These were paid for by the Mormon Church, I guess. And you can just sort of tell by the dialogue. These were written by very sexually repressed folks. Normal guys don't talk like this. You know, if your friend came up to you and said, hey, I'm seeing a new girl, would your first question be, does she have an STD? I have to know before we go any further. I don't want to know her name. I don't want to know what she looks like, what she does for a living. Tell me. Does she have gonorrhea?
Sexually transmitted diseases. Something to avoid.
Yeah, we're all on the same page there. No one wants to get an STD. We're all trying to avoid it. Anyway, let's say you might have an STD. You look down at your dick and, you know, looking a little funky-dunky. It's always embarrassing to go to the doctor and have them confirm that shit, right? But it's something you gotta do, otherwise it's really gonna, you know, it could get worse. Now, thanks to technology, we may just have a better solution on our hands, or dick, or pussy, wherever you've got the STD, I guess. Yes, now there's an app for that. In an innovative move to combat the stigma and challenges associated with STDs, startup HeHealth has introduced a groundbreaking app that leverages AI to analyze images of the male genitalia for signs of infection. This app, which promises privacy, yeah, I would hope so. That's got to be the most important thing they're worried about here. You're sending dick pics to an artificial intelligence system. And it's not just like a good dick pic of you. It's a dick pic in your worst possible state. You're going to be all like flaccid and pussing and blistery. You don't want those pictures to get out. This app, which promises privacy and near instant results, is a game changer for individuals seeking discreet and intimate, no, not intimate, accurate diagnosis from the comfort of their homes. Although if you do have an STD, you're probably not in much comfort right now. Dr. Yudhara Kularathne, co-founder and CEO of HeHealth, emphasizes the app's use of patented AI technology to deliver precise diagnoses based on an extensive dataset of over 10,000 diseases. The app's effectiveness has been validated in peer-reviewed studies, including an upcoming publication in The Lancet Digital Health. Since its launch in April 2022, the app has attracted over 40,000 users, contributing to the creation of the world's largest medically annotated dataset of penile images. What a treasure trove! I need to hack into their system! The inspiration behind HeHealth came from a personal experience of Dr. Kularathne's friend. Yeah, okay. Friend. Who faced severe anxiety over a misdiagnosed STD. The incident highlighted the need for accessible and reliable sexual health information, leading to Kularathne and his founding partner, Mei Ling, to develop the app. HeHealth uses a user-friendly experience requiring only a smartphone to access the AI tool. The app guides users through a series of questions before requesting a photo for analysis. While the AI diagnosis is available for free, users have the option to pay $10 for a doctor's review and a personalized health report. Now, before you guys get all excited and you whip out your smartphone to start taking photos of the festering sores on your dick shaft, I did want to give you a small warning here. This is a bit of a cautionary tale. The Los Angeles Times did an updated story about HeHealth, and there are some issues. Now, since the tool has officially launched, they've, I guess, changed the name to Calmari. That's the name of the STD-detecting AI system. Calmari claims an accuracy rate of up to 94.4%, but pressed on the matter, they admit that performance varies between 65%, which is closer to 50%. Half the time they're wrong, and 96% across different conditions. The site failed to recognize some textbook images of sexually transmitted infections, including a ulcer and a case of syphilis so pronounced that the foreskin was no longer able to retract. Also, Calmari's AI frequently inaccurately identified naturally occurring non-pathological penile bumps as signs of infection. It also struggled to distinguish between inanimate objects and human genitals, issuing a cheery clear to images of both a novelty penis-shaped vase and a penis-shaped cake. Well, to be fair, the penis-shaped cake did not have an STD. Doctors are, like, freaking out over this app. They're like, you need blood tests for some of these STIs or urine tests. You can't just snap a photo. There's going to be so many false negatives and false positives. The Los Angeles Times did a whole story on this thing if you want to read it over there. Just search for STD cake. You should be able to find it, no problem. All right, and finally today, freaks, we just happen to have one here from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Hey, we've got one more solar eclipse story. Who knew this was going to turn out to be like just after Independence Day, when a lot of stories come in about people blowing off their genitals or shooting off fireworks in their home? There's a lot of weird stuff surrounding this as well. It's pretty cool. Florida Highway Patrol officers responded to a report of an active shooter incident in Holmes County. The suspect, a woman who recently left a local hotel, I think the insinuation is that she did lots of drugs in said hotel. She left the hotel and then allegedly told staff she was embarking on a shooting spree as directed by God in connection with the solar eclipse. The suspect, driving a purple Dodge Challenger, all right, mama's got some style. She had Georgia license plates on the vehicle. She entered Interstate 10 at the 112-mile marker and headed westbound. Shortly after entering the interstate, she reportedly fired multiple shots into a passing vehicle, causing damage to the car and injuring the driver with glass fragments and a bullet graze on their arm. The driver managed to pull over to the side of the road safely, continuing her westward journey on I-10. The suspect allegedly fired at another vehicle near the 107-mile marker, striking the driver in the neck. Oh, shit. That can do some damage. The injured driver was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. Florida Highway Patrol troopers located the suspect near the 96-mile marker and conducted a felony traffic stop. Upon taking the suspect into custody, troopers found an AR-15 and a 9mm handgun inside the purple Challenger. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Talon Nichelle Celestine from Georgia, was arrested without further incident and taken to the Holmes County Jail. She now faces charges of attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a firearm. The Florida Highway Patrol Bureau of Criminal Investigations and Intelligence is conducting an ongoing investigation into the incident. Maybe stop investigating her and start investigating the lies the government is telling us about the sun and the moon. They're not that far away from us. It's all up there in the firmament. And it's not 3D, it's 2D. And the sun is passing through the moon. Can't you see what's happening? Take off your solar glasses. Those are the real blinders. To see the truth, you gotta take off the glasses. Only then will God reveal himself. Oh, hallelujah, Jula. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Let's do a couple real quick Patreon calls. These, of course, are people that are pledging $5 over there. They get access to a special voicemail line. If you would like access, just go to patreon.com/distortedview. Pledge $5 a month. Thank you so much to everyone who continues to support
Hello, TV. Timmy Boo. It's me, Pirate.
Don't you dare talk over me. I was just finishing my plea for money. It's like my fault because I hit the play button, but still, shut the fuck up, Pirate Barbie.
Hello, Timmy Boo. It's me, Pirate Barbie. Hello. I am.
She's so sweet, too. I'm just like, I immediately out of the gate start yelling at her for like nothing that she did wrong. It's all me.
Really far behind on episodes. And I was downloading. I'm old school, and I actually like to download my episodes. And I was in December. Yes, that's how far behind I am. Sorry about that. The very last one. Finding worms in your poop is no big deal. That one,
Oh, yes, I remember that episode like it was yesterday.
And entitled that is actually the audio. When you go to download it, it's the audio from the 27th show. not to get all crazy about it, but I just thought I'd bring it to your attention that it is the wrong show.
Okay, gotta fix one.
So the show, when you listen to it on the site, it plays the correct show, but when you go to download it, it downloads the show from the 27th of December.
Okay.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know. My autistic brain can't handle this kind of shit.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I have to do all those things manually, and occasionally I fuck up. I mean, that should come as a surprise to no one. That's my middle name, Timothy Fuck Up Henson. I can't wait until we completely migrate over to the new sideshow, which is actually going to be distortedview.com, because it's going to save me some time. Right now, I have to post the... I mean, I'm not complaining, believe me. This is not like a woe is me thing, but I'm just telling you. Right now, I have to post the show. Some episodes of the show, like sideshow exclusive episodes, I've got to post on distortedview.com. I've got to upload on a third-party hosting service. I've got to post on Spotify, and then I got to post separately on SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's a nightmare. Oh, I forgot Apple Podcasts. When I do Sideshow exclusive episodes for the people that pay through the Apple Podcast app, you got to upload those shows separately. So I have to go on the Apple site and manually post those shows as well. It's incredibly time consuming on Sideshow exclusive days, which is now the majority of episodes, by the way. It's like the two free episodes a week. Those don't take as much time to post just because I have fewer places I have to do specialized things. But those sideshow exclusive days, god damn, killing me.
Hey, Timmy, it's Autistic Mexican. I'm off my meds.
Uh-oh, this cannot end well.
I'm angry, I'm having violent urges, and I just wanted to jump into the new voicemail war. You know what? Whoever called in, I was going to say this last week, but I didn't want to get involved, and I do. Whoever called in about how annoying DJC is, I completely agree. He's an annoying piece of shit, and you know what? I'll dox him, and I'll go murder his whole family if that's what he wants to play.
Oh, okay, listen, let's steer clear of, like, threatening people with actual violence.
We'll play this motherfucker.
And doxing as well.
Game, motherfucker.
Okay, get on your meds. Just get on your meds. It's you're cooler when you're on your meds.
Hi, Timmy Boo. This is Itchy Taint calling in. I just have to relay to you the wonderful journey I was on this past week. I know you're not a big fan of journeys, but I thought you might be interested in this one as this particular journey was up my asshole.
No. You're right. I'm totally interested now.
Yeah.
I was snoozing. I was falling asleep just a few seconds ago.
I had a colonoscopy. It didn't quite go as planned because basically, you know, you've got to take that preparation the day before the colonoscopy, like the super laxative to clear you out. I took it and absolutely nothing happened. There are no poopies at all. So go to my appointment. First thing I say is like, yeah, I took the stuff as directed, but didn't clear me out. Nothing happened. And I kind of thought they might send me home or maybe do a CAT scan or something. Says, oh, no, we'll just do an enema. And I kind of panicked. An enema? No, I don't want to go through that. So, oh, no, it's not a full enema. It's just a fleet enema. Okay, so I think, okay, fleet enema doesn't sound too bad, you know, but she brought it out, and it's like fucking 4 inches, the friggin' the plastic tip where I'm supposed to stick up my goddamn ass. So she said, I can do it for you, or you can do it, go to the bathroom and try yourself. So at first I'm like, oh, no, I'll do this myself, and yeah, that didn't happen. I couldn't do it.
Couldn't even get the tip in?
And,
you would make a horrible homosexual.
It was humiliating, but I had to go back out to the nurse, and she had to do it for me, and God. So I'm on the bed, and, you know, I'm grimacing. I'm not screaming. I'm grimacing pretty badly, and she's like, oh, do you want me to stop? And the first thing just went out of my mouth, like, no, go ahead, do it. And I think that's that go ahead, do it is from like a gay fisting.
Yeah, the fisting would do it. Do it. Fuck me. That's what you should have said next. Fuck me. Like a goddamn tree up my butt.
And,
Anyways, I was like, yeah, go ahead, do it, get it over with. Anyway, got the fluid out of my end, cleared me out, and colonoscopy. Everything's fine and all that.
But oh, good.
Horrible experience. But anyways, got me to thinking. Like, I've watched interviews with like porn stars and stuff talk about when they're doing anal, they got to do the fleet enema, and so is that something like you careless fairies have to do before sex, like every time, or like how does that work exactly?
Yeah, some guys do every time, or they just use water, you know, like they have like a little douche bulb that they just squirt up their ass and they keep doing that until the water's clear. Other guys think they can, you know, kind of judge on their own. They're like, you know what? I feel like nothing bad is happening down there, and I just showered, so everything should be okay. And those people they're the risk takers. They're the gamblers. Some people will just like go to the bathroom and then shower before others. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to go about things. Your safest bet is to always clean out. You lose some spontaneity there, though. Have to say, me personally, I like when my dick pokes a turd, you know, a shit log up in a man's asshole. For them, it makes it seem like my penis is bigger, right? They feel my penis, but they also feel the turd being pushed back up inside of them. They think it's, you know, they just think it's my penis. Well, congratulations on an ultimately successful yet extremely embarrassing colonoscopy. Ta-da! All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I can control my animal lusts, see?
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and thumbs up or like wherever you can rate and review podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I hate foot stimulation! I hate foot stimulation!
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.